Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your practical briefing on artificial intelligence. It is Thursday, August 27th, 2026. Today's theme is making AI behavior explicit. Websites are exposing structured tools to agents. Developers are migrating from assistant objects to a response and tool lifecycle. Educators are looking beyond usage toward retained learning. Autonomous trucks are being measured against real delivery operations. Across all four stories, the important shift is from an impressive inference to an observable contract. Our first story is WebMCP OpenAI has opened a 10-day WebMCP challenge with support from Google Chrome, Cloudflare, Shopify, Vercel, Netlify, and Render. WebMCP is an experimental web standard that lets a website expose structured tools directly to an AI agent. Today, a browser agent often has to inspect a page, find controls, interpret labels, click buttons, and check whether the result changed. That can work, but it is fragile. With WebMCP, a site can declare an action such as quote shipping, schedule a demonstration, or add an item to a cart. The action has a description and typed parameters. The site still applies its business rules when the agent calls it. Chrome documents both JavaScript tools and annotated HTML forms. The goal is not to remove the human interface. It is to give an agent a less ambiguous way to use the same application for the user. Structured does not automatically mean safe. The agent must treat the page as untrusted. A malicious page could describe a tool deceptively or try to obtain unrelated information. The site must also treat the agent as a caller that may be mistaken or manipulated. Authentication, authorization, transaction limits, confirmation, and rate limiting remain server responsibilities. For developers, the safest pattern separates preview from commit. A preview tool returns the exact items, price, destination, policy, and expiry. The user sees what will happen. Approval is then bound to that exact preview. If anything changes, the approval becomes stale and the agent must ask again. Use narrow tools instead of one all-powerful action. Mark whether a tool is read-only, reversible, consequential, or destructive. Give mutations idempotency keys so a retry cannot submit the same transaction twice. WebMCP is experimental, so use progressive enhancement. Keep the human interface working, version the schemas, and log outcomes without collecting more sensitive information than the task requires. Our second story is an API retirement milestone. OpenAI's assistance API reached its announced shutdown date on August 26. The company directs developers to the responses API. This is not only an endpoint rename. Assistance integrations organize state around assistants, threads, messages, runs, files, and vector stores. Responses can use different patterns for state, tools, and execution. A safe migration begins with an inventory. Which application paths still call the old endpoint? Who owns each one? Where does conversation state live? Which tools can mutate external systems? How are files permissioned and deleted? What happens when streaming disconnects? How does the interface recover from a retry? Retention needs its own review. OpenAI documents different state behavior for standard responses calls, zero data retention projects, background execution, code interpreter, audio, caching, and remote MCP tools. A third-party tool may have a different retention policy from the model provider. Migration tests must follow the data across every boundary. Replay sanitized production cases against both implementations before cutover. Compare the visible answer, selected tools, number of steps, latency, cost, citations, and failure recovery. Do not aim only for object parity. Aim for behavioral parity. And prepare for the next retirement now. Track endpoint and SDK usage by application, owner, and last seen date. Block new dependencies on deprecated interfaces in continuous integration. Our third story is about learning. OpenAI has published a report on how people use ChatGPT beyond the classroom. The company says a privacy-preserving analysis found as many as 70 million conversations each week devoted to testing knowledge. These include misconception checks and requests for more practice. In the United States, OpenAI says classwork and homework prompts peak above 460 million messages per week during the school year. They remain above 180 million per week during summer. The numbers show demand for help at the moment, a learner needs it. They do not prove learning. A practice conversation can still reveal the answer too quickly, reinforce an error, or replace the effort needed to remember something later. The evaluation unit should be a learning trajectory. Measure what the student knew before. Observe how they ask for help. Test the concept later without I ask them to transfer the idea to a different problem. Compare their confidence with their correctness. Tutoring systems should prefer hints, questions, work steps, and deliberate pacing when those methods support the learning goal. The easiest immediate experience may not create the strongest memory. Schools also need privacy boundaries. Collect the minimum information needed for teaching. Define retention. Separate classroom assessment from product analytics. Give institutions control of approved sources and tools. Our fourth story moves from software into the physical world. Autonomous freight company Gatik has announced a $200 million funding round. Gatik says it has more than $600 million in contracted revenue, has completed 85,000 fully driverless orders, and has achieved 99% on-time delivery. Those figures are reported by the company, but they show the kind of measure physical AI requires. An autonomous truck cannot be judged only by an offline perception score or a successful demonstration. Operators need to define the operational domain: routes, road types, weather, traffic, speeds, facilities, schedules, vehicles, and fallback procedures. Then they need safety and service evidence inside that boundary. How often does remote assistance occur? What counts as an intervention? How severe are incidents? How does performance change with weather or construction? Is the vehicle available when customers need it? Does it complete the delivery safely and on time? Middle-mile freight can constrain the problem with repeated routes between known facilities. That makes the boundary more testable, but it does not eliminate long-tail risk. Expansion should be staged. Start with shadow evaluation, move to supervised operation, then allow limited driverless service under defined conditions. Expand only when predefined safety and reliability evidence supports the new domain. Across today's stories, the common move is from inference to contract. WebMCP turns a visual action into a typed capability. Responses turns an assistant object into a tool execution lifecycle. Learning evaluation turns conversation volume into a test of retained skill. Autonomous freight turns a driving demo into a bounded operating service. A contract is useful only when it includes authority and outcomes. A valid schema does not prove the user intended a purchase. A successful API call does not prove the workflow completed. A tutoring conversation does not prove the student learned. An autonomous mile does not prove safe delivery. The closing takeaway is this: make the action explicit. Keep authorization outside the model. Measure what remains true after the model finishes. Now it is time for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What problem is WebMCP intended to reduce? Is it A, the need for agents to infer every action from visual controls? B, the need for websites to authenticate users? C, the need for typed parameters? Or D, the need for a human-facing interface? The answer is A. WebMCP lets sites declare structured actions instead of requiring agents to guess every interaction from the page. Question 2. Which API did open or I recommend for assistance API migrations? Is it A, the images API? B, the responses API? C, only the moderations API? Or D, an undocumented endpoint? The answer is B, OpenAI directs developers to the responses API. Question 3. Why do tutoring conversation counts not prove learning? Is it A, because volume does not measure delayed retention or transfer? B, because learning cannot be measured? C, because only token counts matter? Or D, because students never use AI for practice? The answer is A, usage shows demand, while learning needs evidence such as delayed recall, transfer, and unaided performance. Question 4. What is a safer pattern for a consequential browser agent action? Is it A, one broad tool that silently performs any action? B, a preview followed by approval bound to the exact transaction? C, letting the tool description grant permission? Or D, an irreversible call with no idempotency key? The answer is B, previewing the exact effect and binding approval to it preserves user intent and catches changes. Question 5. What makes an autonomous freight evaluation operationally meaningful? Is it A, a perception benchmark alone? B, the number of promotional demonstrations? C, safety and delivery outcomes inside a declared operational domain, or D, the largest possible route map. The answer is C, physical A. I must demonstrate safe, reliable service under explicitly bounded routes, conditions, and fallback procedures. That concludes today's quiz lightning round. Make behavior explicit. Preserve human authority. Measure the real outcome. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.